Right. So today we're going to do a deep dive into something that has fascinated and frightened people, well, forever,
Yeah,
really.
for centuries.
False prophets. We're looking at this, well, we don't know who wrote it, but this document we have takes a very strong stance on this whole thing.
Does.
It outlines exactly what they are, the dangers of false prophets, how to spot them, the whole nine
It
yards.
really does. It really does.
And just to be clear right up front, our goal here is not to tell anyone what to believe.
Right.
We just want to take a look at what this document claims and kind of see what we can learn from that.
Absolutely. Just explore the ideas.
Exactly.
I think the thing that jumps out at me right away about this document is the tone.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just like some, professor wrote this thing. You know what I mean? It's
Right.
like,
It's got some fire in it.
yeah, it's a warning straight up.
Yeah, it practically screams, watch out.
It does.
Why do you think they took that approach?
Well, you can tell that whoever wrote this is trying to get a reaction out of people.
To make them really stop and pay attention.
Yeah.
And you can also tell that they're talking to a very specific audience,
Right.
like people who already believe in a certain way,
Okay.
who might be tricked by these false prophets.
So let's get down to it.
Okay.
How does this document actually define a false prophet? What makes somebody a false prophet, according to this document?
Well, it uses some strong words like liars.
Okay.
It says that they're inspired by like the pits of hell
Whoa.
and that they reject the one true God.
Okay, so very clear there's only one right way.
Yeah, you're either with the one true God or you're against him.
It doesn't mess around, no middle ground.
No middle ground.
And it goes on to say that if you follow these false prophets, bad things are going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It talks about society falling apart, families breaking down, even whole civilizations being ruined, wrecked, and destroyed.
That's some strong language.
Do you think that's a little extreme?
Well, it's definitely dramatic.
But if you think about it, it's not completely out there.
Okay.
The document talks about how false prophets cause confusion and division.
Right.
They put people under strong delusion.
Okay.
And throughout history, a lot of societies have seen different religious beliefs or even just questioning things as a real threat.
Right.
Like it could upset the balance of everything.
So how do we spot these false prophets then?
Well, that's the
The
thing.
document says to look at what they do and the lies that they tell, but isn't that kind of subjective? I mean, what one person might see as a lie, another person might see as just a different interpretation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a big issue with the document. It just assumes that everyone agrees on what the truth is.
Which we know isn't always the case.
Absolutely not.
And it also says that you can judge them by how they live their lives.
Right.
But again, that's up for debate, right?
Totally.
Like what one person thinks is a good way to live, another person might not.
Right.
And then there's the big question of why.
Yeah. Why would someone do this?
Like the document says that false prophets are spreading these lies of the devil
Right.
to lead people away from the one true God and towards some other false God. What's in it for them, though? Like, what could they possibly gain?
This is where things get interesting.
Yeah.
The document seems to think there's this whole power struggle going on,
Okay.
Like these false prophets are working against the one true God, and they're doing it for their own selfish reasons.
Okay.
Maybe they want control, maybe they want to be in charge, who
But
knows?
it doesn't really give specifics.
Not really.
So we've got these people, these false prophets,
Right.
and they're defined by not believing in this one true God and by supposedly spreading lies.
Yeah.
And this document really paints this scary picture of what'll happen if you listen to them.
For sure.
But it's not really clear on how you're supposed to know who they are.
Well, that's the thing, and
Yeah.
that's the takeaway for our listeners here.
Okay.
If you're going to read this document or anything like it, really, you got to think for yourself. Don't just believe it because it's written down,
Right.
Look at what it's saying, look at how it's saying it, and ask yourself, does this really make sense?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to something as important as faith, you can't just take someone else's word for it.
Right.
You have to figure it out for yourself.
Great advice.
Thanks.
And that's our deep dive for today.
Until next time.
See ya.